Oh, hey there, big shot. Ready for another game of penis poker? Okay, well, here are the rules, in case you've been living under a cock. Penis poker is a 54-card game that requires a standard 52 deck and the two jokers. These jokers represent the fucking loser baiter gooners out there that never get invited to any of those other games. Because for once in these guys' miserable lives, these loser baiter joker gooners, they're gonna hold all the power. But we'll get to that later. So just like in standard poker, penis poker utilizes 5 cards. You see, in this hand, I got dealt an ace of diamonds, a 2 of hearts, a 5 of clubs, a 10 of spades, and a king of clubs. Let me tell you what that means. In this game, the diamonds represent the perfection of pornography. And so if I get dealt an ace of diamonds, that means I have to look at one piece of pornography. That could be a goon caption, a 1-minute video, a 10-minute video, or hell, a 30-minute video. It's up to me. A heart represents love. And so if I get dealt a 2 of hearts, that means I have to say, I love something, at least twice. That could be, I love you penis, I love you penis. It could be about pornography, it could be about a partner, a fuck buddy, a coworker. It's up to me, but I have to say it at least 2 times. The club in this game represents community. And so, if I get dealt a 5 of clubs, that means I have to message at least 5 masturbators before my next turn, without actually coming. The spade represents a sharp-edged weapon, and in this game, it shows you how many times you have to edge before your next turn. So if I draw the 10 of spades, I have to bring my penis as close to ejaculation as possible without ejaculating at least 10 times. And now we come to the king of clubs. In this game, all the face cards are treated the same, because the only thing a face is good for is fucking gooning. If you draw one of these bad boys, whether it be a jack, king, or queen, then you gotta either goon, do a popper hit, have some weed, take a shot, or hell, if you're trying to be sober, you can pinch your nipples or slap your nuts. Anything that gets you to bring out your inner gooner. But wait, there's more. Let's say I don't feel like watching any pornography, and I don't feel like edging 10 times, and I don't feel like taking a popper hit. Well, luckily for me, I can take those 3 cards, put them in the discard pile, and draw 3 more. The only problem is, I could draw a 10 of diamonds, I could draw another face card, or even draw one of those fucking loser jokers. And if you draw a loser joker, it's game over. And unlike regular poker, when you're playing penis poker, you're not betting with money. You're betting with something far more precious. You're gambling away your masturbation session. If you pull a joker, you either gotta put your penis away or you gotta fucking bust a nut right then and there. Penis squirt. But let's say on your first hand you get a joker and you still feel like jacking your dong. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You can just trade in your joker and get a brand new card. You put the joker back into the deck, shuffle it real nice, and boom, there you go. But let's say you trade in that joker for a brand new card and oh, look at that. The other fucking loser baiter joker right there in your hands. Unfortunately then, that's also a game over. And if you were to say trade in all of your cards and still you don't want to do the commands, that's also a game over right there. But if you get to where all of the other cards are in the discard pile except the 2 jokers, then you've won. And now that you know all the rules, it's time for you to grab your deck of cards and start playing with yourself.